Hear the witness of the word. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
You are listening to Christian Radio. Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather around for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Yes, hallelujah to God Almighty in the highest. And peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation through the Son of God Jesus, who came down from heaven to do the work of redemption for all those who believe, for all those who receive Him, yea, for all men, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, one God over Yisrael, and one God over you and me, my beloved, the Yisrael of God, if so be that you are born again. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today, as we look across the landscape of our own nation and around the world, such woe, such sorrow, such unsettling times, there's so many troubles, so many things happening, and we can choose to look the other way and keep our own comfortable lives, or we can address it. We can unify in prayer over it. We need to pray together, my beloved brothers and sisters, over what is happening in our nation. You are listening to Christian Radio, and in Christian Radio, we preach, we teach, we pray, we address things that the local pastors may be too afraid to say. They don't want their budgets and incomes disrupted, so they stick to safe topics. But on Christian Radio, we are free to tell it like it is. We need to pray today, my beloved brothers and sisters. But before we do, we need to know what we are praying about. So let us review some of the obvious, my beloved. Seeing how far we as a nation have left our foundations, we've pulled up the stakes that are holding up the great tent of our nation. We have injured ourselves, self-inflicted. We have brought ruination upon our own selves. We've left the foundations of God. We've left the moral compass of the Holy Bible. For we see hate and lies, dishonesty, and immoral behaviors of every kind permeate our land, from vile cussing and swearing to spells and hexes, criminal behaviors to impatience, rudeness, unfaithfulness, thefts, violence, drunkenness and drug abuse, violent gangs, the mob, the secret cults, sexual immorality, fornication and adultery, lesbianism and homosexuality, even government-sanctioned legalization of homosexual marriage. We have murder. We have murder by abortion, the slaughtering of innocent children in the womb. We have rage, street violence, selfishness, and great disobedience. For over the past 30 to 50 years, the great falling away is not coming. It is already here. We have government-sanctioned abortion, the killing of babies in the womb, and the government forbiddance of the Holy Bible to be taught in the schools or open prayer. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you read the book of Jeremiah, it is a book of judgment and of warnings and of God taking action against His people because of their gross disobedience, their neglecting of His word, their abhorring of His commandments, We need to return, O America, back to the God of the Bible, the God who established America as a nation, the Christians and the Jewish people, and for all the Gentiles who want to live among us. But now what do we see? We see all the things that I have said in abundance. And why is not the body of Christ, the leadership, warning about all the things to come that's written in the book of Revelation, Daniel and Matthew? We need to return, my beloved, dear Christian, return, O America, to your biblical foundations, love, mercy, truth, honesty, virtue, uprightness, good character, holiness, compassion, cleanness, righteousness, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, joy, peace, and tender loving kindness, generosity, and obedience, and worship. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, when we do not walk in the Spirit with praying, Bible study, faithfulness, and obedience, and when we do not walk in love or joy or truthfulness, we wither as a dead branch. We need to give to the poor and needy, visit the sick, the imprisoned, the fatherless, the orphan, and the widow. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Leviticus 19, verse 18, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So we know to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, and body is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, to love our neighbor as ourselves. But in the real world, we fail to practice this, my beloved, as much as we should, because we always seem to be in defensive mode with all the violence in the world. But we are to pray without ceasing, making a regular practice of it. We are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We are to be faithful to God, to our spouses, to our employers, our business partners, our neighbors, and even the stranger. We are to obey the words of God found in the New Testament. We are to learn from and glean the words of the Old Testament, but the New Testament is where the life is. We are also to be ever ready to give an account unto God for our own behavior, examining ourselves regularly and confessing any faults, any sins, any transgressions, any errors and mistakes. We are to be speaking truth every man with his neighbor and his fellow man, being compassionate to the weak, to the poor, the forsaken, the sick, the widow, or even the divorced person, not to take advantage of, not to worm your way in to a good situation, but to have true agape love and care. And we need to pray for our nation, my beloved, which is so misguided. Legalized homosexuality, legalized pornography, legalized abortion, making it illegal to have the Word of God in the schools, forbidding the Word of God in public life and in the public square, disallowing the Word of God within the government, disallowing the Word of God in popular society, treating the Word of God as trash, casting Him out. We are removing the stakes that's holding up our great tent. We are removing the foundations, and yet we're surprised when foreign bioweapons come to our nation. We're surprised when there's wars all around, and all the major nations of the world are scheming and planning to take us down. The rich of this world, the rich families, the occult, the elitist, planning our demise. And as long as we have our electronics and the fun of the internet and our sports and cable, our backyard barbecues, as long as you don't mess with that or my weekly paycheck, I really don't care what goes on. This is the attitude, me and mine, us four and no more. But we see, my beloved, earthquakes in various places, weather warfare, space war, economic war, climate war and pollution. We see the degrading and collapse of our civility. And where is the natural love and affection that people should have one for another? We have grown so cold. Return, O America, back to your God, back to His Word, His Scriptures, His ways, His will, His purposes, for our time is quickly running out. Just think about what happened back in November of 2020, and you shall know whether or not we're really one nation under God or not. And this is my opinion only, not the opinion of this radio station. But if the elitists and their funding can oust a president that was doing many good things to right the economic ship of our nation, yes, he was an ungodly man, and no, I do not believe he is Christian, but he loves America. Why is Benjamin Netanyahu being cast out of the leadership right now in Israel? Because he has joined the New World Order. He used to care for his people, and now what is he doing? He's on his way out. The great force and power of the elitists that run this world also run our nation. In my view, voting is only a salve for the working man. So with all these things being mentioned, my beloved, is God not going to judge for these things? Listen to this from Jeremiah 5, verse 7 and onward, how he treated his own people, the Old Testament Jews, the Hebrew people of the first covenant. The whole book of Jeremiah cries out about how the children of Israel were worshiping other gods, swinging incense to other gods, fashioning idols with their hands, forsaking the ark, forsaking the presence of God, His ordinances and His commandment. They were doing all sorts of abominable things. And He says in verse 7, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Can you imagine a horse that's full going wee in the morning because they want to go out and play? And in this case, they wanted to go out and play with their neighbor's wife, having no fear of God, having no fear of judgment or hell. Verse 9, shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Father sent the Word down from heaven, the living Word of God Jesus, the living bread, the door, the shepherd of the sheep, the bishop of our souls, Emmanuel, God with us, to show us the ways of the Father, to explain the Scriptures, to show us an example of how to live our lives. And with His pure, innocent, warm, red, living blood, He willingly went to the cross, a place for the guilty. And He was pierced, and plucked, and beaten, and mocked, and spat upon. The One who made the world, the One who made men, the One who gave life unto them. They did all these things unto Him, not knowing who He was. For Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Because if they would have known who He was, they would not have put Him to death. But He did this great work for us, to open the doors of heaven unto us, that we would not have to pay for the consequences of our sins. And we know that sin leads to death, and death leads to eternal fire and hell. So we need to pray and repent, my beloved, as a nation, as individuals, for many and numerous are our sins, unbelief, foul language, hate, murder in the heart, lust, perversion, fleshly desires, the occult, unfaithfulness, lukewarmness, uncleanness, pornography, abortion, violence, lying, thefts, covetousness, fornication and adultery, blasphemy, compromise. And remember what God said unto the people of Israel, shall I not visit for these things? And that means judgment. That means causing things to happen where He chastens the people. He chastens those who He loves, and He punishes the wicked. He even causes them to die. So there are many things to pray about, my beloved. We have failed God in so many ways, not just as being lukewarm, not just being selfish, not just living for me and mine, us four and no more, but we have failed to preach, to teach, to bring a warning of prophecy and judgment to an ungodly world. The Christian has been marginalized, and why? Because the light of God has been doused, has been diminished. The word of God is seldom preached anymore. The convictions, the altar calls. Now, I'm not talking about the good Baptist. I am Pentecostal, but I love the good Baptist, for at least they address the foundations. They may not go on unto perfection, but at least they keep pounding away at the basics. And on the other side of the spectrum, you get the churches that just want the cream of the crop, the good feeling of everything, the prosperity. They want all the blessings, but they don't want to get into the trenches in spiritual warfare, prayer, serving the poor and the needy, visiting the sick, the infirmed, the imprisoned, the widow and orphan. Now, I know that a good number of you try to do a little of these things that you can. We all live in an oppressed country right now where freedoms are being taken away and medical tyranny is being installed as a way to control the people. No one is doubting that the man-made virus is real and it is devastating, but the handling of it was purposeful, was pre-planned, and the governments around the world agreed together aforetime to bring this control over the people. And what they're trying to force to put into our bodies against our will is, in my opinion, an unclean thing. There are forces around the world that are causing all sorts of manipulation. So we need to take heed, my beloved, first in our individual lives. How are we behaving? How are we walking in the Spirit? Are we walking in accountability to God? Are we doing those things that He has told us to do? Are we being a light? Are we being salt? Are we keeping ourselves unspotted from the world? Social media is full of uncleanness. It's full of darkness. I have seen it myself. There's so much wickedness there. It can also be used for a good platform for Christian gatherings, but like everything else in this world, there are dark elements to it. So my beloved brothers and sisters, I do want to pray for our nation, and we need to pray over ourselves and for all the events that are happening in our nation. But let us go to now the scriptures, and let us see the God of the Old Testament, who is also the God of the New Testament, one God over both covenants, one will of God, one standard of God, one judgment of God. Christian grace has been so mistaught, so misunderstood. We're not under the law. We're not under the Old Testament. We're not under judgment. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are under the New Testament, I will say, not the law of Moses, but there still is judgment to come. But before we pray, my beloved, let us taste and see the word of God in the Old Testament regarding the judgment of His people, starting in Jeremiah chapter 6 and beginning in verse 15. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Therefore they shall fall among them, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye here in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my law, but rejected it. So you see, my beloved brothers and sisters, when we reject the word of the Lord, who is our only Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when we reject Him and the will of the Father, we are doomed. Who can pay the penalty for our sins? No one but Jesus, and we need to live in Him, abide in Him. He is the vine, and we are the branches. We need to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. We need to heed God's Word and stay in covenant with Him. And if and when we sin, or we stumble, or we transgress, or we disobey, or make mistakes, we need to confess with our mouth unto God, so that He may cleanse us from our stains. So now, my beloved brothers and sisters, it is time for us to pray, not only against the American Holocaust of abortion, but for our wicked nation, who has rejected God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask forgiveness for the sins of abortion. We ask forgiveness for not protesting to our representatives, for allowing homosexual marriage, pornography, dirty movies, cussing on film, blasphemy of your great name, the blasphemy of everyday speech, and the words in movies. They blaspheme the only one who can save them from hell. Father, we pray that you would turn the hearts of the congressmen, the senators, the state representatives, the governors, the Supreme Court, and the occupier of the White House. Turn their hearts, O God, against the slaughter of abortion, and turn our nation back to you, Lord. I know their crimes are many: murder and thefts and violence, lust, greed, covetousness, rage and selfishness, swearing, the occult, divorce being rampant, homosexuality and lesbianism. How unnatural that is, how ungodly and unclean that is, and yet it's celebrated. It has become a powerful and protected class, and the Christian and Jew has been marginalized. We have become a heathen nation. Heavenly Father, we pray for a turnaround. We pray for an exposing of what happened in November of 2020. We pray for the individual people of our nation, O God, to rid themselves of hate, of racism, of violence, of pornography, which is adultery and fornication of the heart, of which you shall visit for that. Forgive us, O God, for forsaking your word in the pulpit, for teaching the prosperity message, where the pastors and preachers have gorged themselves on great wealth, and to have a name, to be successful, to have their own private jets, to be full of spiritual pride, and not to humble themselves, and get in the trenches, and to be with the common people. But Lord, our government also is out of control, spending money they don't have, making laws and edicts that are antichrist, forcing ungodliness onto the people, tyrannical, oppressive police state. Heavenly Father, we need mercy and grace. But how shall you give us mercy and grace when we, like the children of Yisrael, continue to walk in our sins, in our rebellion, in our willful transgressions? Heavenly Father, teach us your ways. Protect us from the violent man, from deceivers and greedy men. Shut down the abortion clinics. Shut down the porn studios. Shut down the porn internet. Father, deal with your people about drinking, drugs, illicit sex, nighttime entertainment of an ungodly sort. Our nation has wholesale abandoned you, O God, and I know the way you judge: by natural disaster, earthquakes and tornadoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, famine, pestilence, invaders of foreign enemies. All these things are at your disposal. All these things you shall bring us, unless we repent as a nation. Return, O America, back to God, from the occupier of the White House, to those who speak in Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. They all need to bow their knee to the Son of God, Jesus. And for those of you trapped in the occult, using the devil's power to get your fleshly ways, he's laughing at you, for he's giving you power and pleasures. But if you do not repent and give yourself to Jesus, upon your death, he will drag you down into hell, laughing and mocking you forever and ever. You will be tormented in fire. So all that you have gained in this world, power and pleasure, will be all for naught, and you will be forever lost. but there is still time to repent and come to God. If you are violent, immoral, deviant, a thief, a liar, come to God before it is too late. Call out to the Father in the name of the Son, Jesus, asking God to save your soul, to make you born again, to allow you to escape the consequences of your sins, which is death, hell, and the grave. Oh, my beloved listener, take heed to all these admonitions, these warnings, this truth that I have told you this day. Take heed to it and act upon it if your soul needs it. For those who are walking in the Spirit of the Lord, God bless you, and mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man, for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com. And remember, God sent his Son that you may live. Believe on him.
Hallelujah. God bless you. The time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.